This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Advertisers will, as we all know, go to just about any lengths to get our attention. They run commercials on those tiny TV screens, grocery store checkouts, and gas station pumps. They sneak a few quiet moments with us in restaurant bathrooms with ads printed on paper towels and, yes, even on toilet paper. But there is a marketing gimmick popular here in Southern California that's getting some extra attention. It's all about the spin and the spectacle, as Caitlin Carroll reports.
An older man wearing a ton of sunblock and a gardening hat dances on the side of the road in Yorba Linda, California. He's waving a sign advertising a sale at Dick's Sporting Goods. Some cars zoom past, others slow to watch.
And, see that? See how he's smiling? He's just turning over there. He gave me a thumbs up.
For the last 3 weeks, the customer service manager at Dick's Sporting Goods has bunny hopped, raised the roof, and done the Harlem Shake, all while juggling his giant sale sign. He says foot traffic into the sports store doubles on the days he's outside.
You have to have a little routine going because a lot of the sign holders are very ineffective when they just wave the arrow like this. You got to create a buzz.
In the past, sign spinners, or human directionals in marketing lingo, often pointed their signs toward used car lots or new housing developments. But as the cost of renting a billboard has doubled, sign spinning is attracting more interest from big chains like McDonald's to mom-and-pop shops.
One of the reasons sign spinning is catching on is consumer control over advertising is increasing. So you can use your TiVo to skip the ads in a TV program, and you can use your ad blocker software to block ads on a web page. But sign spinning is pretty hard to block out.
Ken Wilber teaches at the University of California, San Diego's Rady School of Management. He says there are so many sign spinners in Southern California because the mild climate makes outdoor advertising possible year-round.
But I don't think that Californians are, you know, these weird people who love sign spinning, whereas it wouldn't work in Minnesota. What you often see is business trends quite frequently start in Southern California and then spread out to the rest of the country.
Arrow Advertising, based in North Hollywood, California, is at the head of that spread. The company rents out sign spinners for around $30 an hour. Mike Kenny is the COO. He estimates Arrow will earn $4 to $4.5 million in worldwide chain sales this year.
We're in Johannesburg, South Africa. We're in Paris, Sydney, Australia. We're even in Zagreb, Croatia.
Arrow's sign spinners don't just wiggle the sign around. The spinners perform more than 300 wacky moves, all carefully cataloged in the company's Tricktionary.
Helicopter spin is a real crowd pleaser. The sidearm toss is a great one that people like to do. But I think the all-time favorite crowd pleaser is called the rowboat. And that's where you put the sign down just like a boat and you start rowing.
You guys ready? Switch!
At a park next to Arrow's headquarters in North Hollywood, employees meet every week to practice. Justin Brown is Arrow's director of training. He says despite what most people think, a lot of spinners really like the job. It pays $9 to $20 an hour, and the work appeals to a certain personality type.
Being hyperactive, you know, having a general lack of respect for conventional authority, wanting to be the center of attention.
Brown says a lot of their best sign spinners are singers and musicians. They don't mind the long hours spent on street corners or the exposure. Seems like sign spinning's not a bad way to turn a profit, even in this economy. In North Hollywood, California, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.